Oasis Audio presents The Five Love Languages of Teenagers by Dr. Gary Chapman. Read for you by Chris Fabry. Introduction. I think it is safe to say that the task of parenting teenagers today is more perplexing than it has been in any previous generation. Teenage violence is no longer limited to the fictional world of the movies, but it is now a regular part of our daily news intake. Reports of teens killing teens, parents, and sometimes themselves have become commonplace. Such behavior is no longer limited to the impoverished areas of our major cities. It has now come to permeate middle-class suburbia, and deep concern has been raised in the hearts of parents of all social classes. As I lead nationwide marriage seminars, many of the parents I meet are in a panic mode. This is especially true of parents who have discovered that their own teenager has a sexually transmitted disease, is pregnant, or has had an abortion. Some parents have discovered that their teenager is not only using drugs, but is a known drug pusher in their high school. Others are distraught when they get a call from the local police department saying that their teenager has been arrested and charged with possession of a firearm. The question these parents are asking does not come from a philosophical, detached, or intellectual interest in today's social problems, but rather it flows from deep pools of personal pain. What did we do wrong? We tried to be good parents. We've given them everything they wanted. How could they do this to themselves and to us? We just don't understand, they say. Having been a marriage and family counselor for the past 40 years, I am deeply sympathetic with these parents. I also feel great sympathy for the thousands